This is the K-State Radio Network and Agriculture Today, a key facet of farm and ranch management. You producers, as we think about the current economic times, might want to revisit how you go about your machinery purchases. Along with us now is Research and Extension Farm Management Economist at K-State, Greg Ibendahl, and he's collected quite a bit of information on this very topic. And why, in your words, do you think producers, Greg, need to scrutinize their farm and ranch machinery procurements right now? How important is it in the climate that be?
Yeah, with net farm income, approaching $0 last year and probably looking very similar to that this year, there's a lot of ways farmers are looking at, well, how can we kind of increase our bottom line or help that out? And, you can look at either on the revenue side or the expense side. Well, on the revenue side, really you're kind of dependent on what your yields are and what your prices are, and farmers don't really have a whole lot of control on that. So at least you're kind of looking at the expense side for things to look at. And on the expense side, there is, a few places farmers can look, and I think the main things they may want to start looking at is the machinery side, because machinery makes up a tremendous amount of farmers' expenses. That number has varied quite a bit over time. Back about 40 years ago, machinery really accounted for about 50 to 60% of total expenses on a farm. That has since declined to about 35 to 40%, mainly because that decline has really been because we've seen more no-till and bigger farms and things like that. But even at 35 to 40% of total expenses, the machinery is a big chunk of the money that farmers spend out for expenses every year.
A little historical perspective. You've gone back and looked at what happened the last time that the agricultural economy took a bit of a dive, and more so in this instance back in the 1980s, and you've looked at obtaining equipment and the patterns that occurred at that point. What did you find there?
Yeah, we're lucky. Our KFMA farm business data actually goes back to before the 1980 farm crisis, so we have that to go back and look at what happened. And really what we see happening back in the late 70s, early 80s, was that really farmers quit buying equipment to kind of get through the farm crisis. Pre-farm crisis numbers back in the 80s, and when adjusting for inflation, farmers basically have anywhere from $100 to $200 per acre in machinery invested, going from east to west across the state. But that number dropped down quite a bit. So by the time the farm crisis were over, we basically had farm machinery levels down to probably under $50 per acre, which basically tells me that the way they got through that, and especially from a cash flow perspective, was farmers just didn't buy equipment. They kept their old equipment. They made do. That got them through. As soon as the farm crisis in the 80s was over, farmers kind of bounced back up pretty quickly with their investments in the farm machinery. We have seen actually that increase even more, because during the time we had some really good profitability back in 2007 to 2012, farmers actually raised their level of equipment. So now we're at a point going into this current farm crisis where farmers basically have anywhere from $150 to $300 of machinery per acre, which is really probably a good thing. Farmers can kind of look at that machinery, even though they may have spent more back in the good times, that look at that machinery as really being a machinery bank. We can draw that down during the current farm crisis. And we really don't have to deal with an issue of our machinery being in very bad shape, because the machinery that farmers probably currently have in most cases is probably fairly new and probably in pretty good condition.
We want to talk more about that concept of the machinery bank in just a second. But the options for securing machinery on the farm or ranch, there are several, and you put some thoughts together on each of those.
Yeah, sooner or later, farmers are going to have to replace their equipment or find some way to get the field equipment done. So there's probably several options they can look at there. I think if farmers had their options and preferences, they would like to purchase equipment if they could, because that gives them the most control over the equipment, how it's maintained, how they operate it when you actually get into the field. But really, purchasing is probably, from a cash flow perspective, is probably the worst option. But again, it's probably the preferred option in a lot of cases. But farmers normally don't have to really own their equipment in a lot of cases. I mean, they also have options to lease, rent, and custom hire as options available. Probably the rule of thumb I look at is probably the more use you're going to have for a piece of machinery, the more likely you are to actually purchase it. So things like tractors, where you do have a lot of hours on a machine every year, those are things you're probably going to want to purchase. Things that become more specialized as you move to maybe like combining or custom spraying, those are things you're probably going to maybe look at. Maybe I don't need to own that equipment. Maybe I could have someone come in and do that for me, or lease it as alternatives. And if you do decide to go to purchase machinery, you do have several choices there. You don't have to replace everything every year or when it wears out. From an economic perspective, I guess, the best thing for farmers would be to cost minimize your purchasing decision, which means basically you look at when the when the repairs kind of outweigh the cost of depreciation and the interest costs for holding that machinery, when those costs get high enough for repairs, then you probably want to look at actually replacing the equipment. That will actually give you a cost minimization number. That doesn't always work out to the best perspective, though, from a cash flow perspective. The way I think most farmers treat their purchased machinery is they actually buy more when times are good and they buy less when times are bad. Mm-hmm. And that really helps out from the cash flow perspective.
Some structure those replacements on something of a routine or a calendar schedule, if you will. Some every year try to replace part of their fleet, for instance. But then again, some strictly stay with when it's economically feasible on a cash basis.
Yeah, you know, I've talked to farmers in this state and other states as well where they actually trade all their equipment every year. And they can show me their numbers that that's actually the best option for them. Now, again, every farmer can't say that's going to work out for them. But for some farmers, that is the case. You know, some farmers are going to replace when we have cost minimization numbers at the lowest, which, again, from an economic point, is probably the best. Some farmers are going to replace whenever they have cash, which from a cash flow perspective is probably the best. And then there's going to be a group of farmers out there that are going to basically kind of hang on their equipment forever and only replace when it really becomes really, really bad. From a cash flow perspective, that probably works out the best. But you do have to make some sacrifices, though, if you do go the route of not replacing very often, is that you're probably going to have to give up some advantages to more modern equipment and some newer technology.
And that's very important, of course. The leasing option, though, what should producers consider there as they would look at that as an alternative?
Well, you got to be a little careful there because you can treat things either as a capital lease or an operating lease. I guess from a cash flow perspective, the operating lease would work out the best, but the IRS has some very stringent rules about some of those things. So you may think you're getting an operating lease. When the IRS looks at that, they make think you have a capital lease. A capital lease basically will put that on your balance sheet, so you lose a lot of the advantages that would go along with leasing from a cash flow perspective. So you got to be a little careful there. That's where the advice of a good tax accountant or one of our KFMA farm management specialists can help you with that kind of decision.
Now, leases compared to rents, rental is more of a short-term endeavor?
Yeah, rental is those kind of things you think, well, it's something I don't need every year, maybe a one-time thing. Like when you drive past these rental places, you always see these cherry pickers sitting up front. You know, that's the kind of equipment that lends itself well to a rental market because something you may need once a decade or something. So it doesn't pay you to either lease it or try to purchase it, but you do need it on occasion. So those are the kind of pieces of equipment that really work well from a rental place.
It's more specialty equipment is what you're looking
at. We probably see more farmers that they're not going to own. They probably get to the idea of using a custom harvester, and we see that a lot in the market for harvesting your crops. That's a good use for those kind of pieces of equipment.
Now let's spend a moment on custom hiring and what a producer needs to keep well in mind there when they go that route.
Well, it's a good option for knowing what your costs are ahead of time because you negotiate this contract ahead of time. It works pretty good from a cash flow perspective. Probably the only downside to leasing options is that you don't really have control over how that work is done and when they actually can come in and get your crop harvested. So you may be ready to go for your crop and you think, I need my custom harvester here today. Well, they may be finishing somewhere else. So you may have to maybe wait a week or 10 days or longer to get a piece of equipment in. And then the other big issue with leasing is you don't have control over how that equipment is run. So, you know, you as a farmer may want to have this guy drive the equipment nice and slow and do a really thorough job of combining. But from the other perspective, the person who's actually doing the custom operation for your farm, you know, their goal is to get over as many acres as they can. And so your goal as a farmer may not match up with what this leaser is coming in and trying to do.
Well, one needs to process which of these options fits best in their operation, purchasing, leasing, renting, custom hire. But you mentioned this idea once again, Greg, earlier about producers having accumulated machinery during the good times and now they have a machinery bank, as you describe it, on hand, and how to utilize that as we see times tighten economically on the farm or ranch.
Yeah, I had mentioned earlier about, you know, one of the strategies is you kind of replace when you have the cash and you hang on when the cash flow is poor like we currently are in the situation. So now that farmers do have built up a pretty good bank of farm machinery, now's the time to kind of, let's not buy any equipment for the next couple of years. We'll use what we have. And since the equipment is probably in pretty good shape for a lot of farms, you know, you shouldn't have to worry too much about repairs and maintenance as such because you do have a pretty good bank to start with for the equipment. And as we not buy equipment over the next 3 or 4 years potentially, you know, that will probably draw that average investment down. We'll get back to where we were probably, you know, pre-2007 areas where we actually saw equipment numbers probably from about $100 to $200 per acre investment.
But if an equipment upgrade or replacement is imperative here, producers must study that very carefully.
Yeah, just don't assume you're going to go out and buy your next piece of equipment. Look at the other options. You know, look at purchase as certainly as one option, but look at the leasing and renting and custom hire as alternatives as well.
Very good. And it's one aspect of farm management that deserves consideration. If you haven't been pondering that of late, producers, do re-examine your plans for machinery and equipment replacement on your operation. And Greg, thank you for coming over.
All right, glad to do it.
That's a farm management economist, K-State Research and Extension, Greg Eipendahl. Those are important considerations on farm and ranch machinery procurements in the midst of this economic climate we see currently in production agriculture. Agriculture Today, we'll be back after this over the K-State Radio Network.